Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome all you fans. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith, and it's Wednesday night. I hope you're ready to go wild. Wild by having a reading with a psychic, talking to a medium, sitting down and discussing those topics of paranormal. Do you believe in orbs? Do you think that there's actually other than one angel out there for you? Is there a guardian angel? Things like those topics. We're here for you, and we're going to have fun tonight. Excuse me, I have a little bit of a throat thing going on. I'm in colder weather than I'm normally used to, and I'm just like, you know, sugar. I might melt. So I want all of you guys to hang in here. We have the phenomenal, and I say we, with me tonight. My host for the show tonight, my hostess, is a certified psychic medium. She was born with this gift and has been reading professionally for over 28 years. She works with this gift and is known to be able to see and know your past, present, and future, and to be able to also heal you at a soul level. This is Dina, who has all of her senses open. Dina, how are you tonight?
I'm great. Had a wonderful day. Got a lot of things done, and I'm just awesome. Ready to roll for tonight.
I love it. We've had a lot of people writing us the magic of Christmas, and one of the individuals listening tonight wrote me and said, Jethro, would you and Dina talk about what it's like to be psychic and have your children maybe let us know what they feel to be like? And I said, you know, I think me and Dina can do the show, and then we'll talk to her, you know, and later on in 2015 we'll have our two sons on. It is a very phenomenal part of the magic of Christmas to be in a house with a psychic. But, you know, Dina, what would you say if your son would describe you? How would he describe living with a psychic mother?
Well, I have to. It's funny because my kids, my oldest and youngest are opposite. My oldest is very intuitive and he reads people like crazy, meaning he can tell what kind of person you are. My youngest is just plain old straight up psychic. So they're two boys. So my oldest finally says to my youngest, listen, just tell mom the truth because she's going to know the answer anyway and you'll be better off for it. So they knew, they knew to just always be open, be honest, tell the truth. And cause I always knew things. And at first they would be like, oh, how'd you know that, mom? But then after a while, when you grow up with it, they just got used to it. And all their friends would be like, wow, what's that like? That must be awful. My kids are like, nah, you just get used to it.
I love it, and I've had a lot of individuals ask me, what's happening? Why is things going through such a level? What else is it happening for everyone else? They said, you know, you've got to be able to look and work with it. I know Rose, one of our friends, had wanted to ask, I'm looking over here in our room to make sure I can read your aura for the show. I'd like to have you on and be able to help you, but we got to have you put that picture up there for read it over the radio, too, for that extra stuff. Got a friend here writing me, Daryl, I've got some financial problems, Jethro. I think you and Dina should help me with this. You're psychic. Why is it that every time I find a woman, she wants one thing? First, it's take me here, take me there. And then eventually my wallet's emptied and I'm without a relationship. Is there something I did wrong? I've always really respected women and treated them good, but I keep filing gold diggers. Help me get my hands back on my wallet.
Well, first, I feel like you have to value yourself more. Once you value yourself more, more money will come to you and always feel that you're worth quite a bit. Also, not only more money will come to you, but the right kind of women will come to you, ones who value you as much as you do. and they won't be the gold diggers. You know, there is a certain decorum in a relationship. Yeah, it's nice to treat a woman out and take her out, but there's a point where you can feel if it's being taken advantage of. And there's nothing wrong with going Dutch at certain times, too. So, you know, you just kind of value yourself more and speak up and say that, but just not just that, but feel it. And you will start to draw in women who are just, you know, won't be looking for that.
I agree. And I, you know, Dina, as an individual, you got to start out exactly what she said, the value and sitting down and knowing. And remember this now, we are humans, creatures of a pattern. And you were talking about the magic of the holidays. I would laugh when I came from a family that was very psychic, as we've talked, and Dina was talking about her family. You know, it's so wild to people that are going, okay, mother intuition. People are like, my mom kind of knew what was up. But when you have a psychic parent or when you're psychic, you also have that telephone. I remember my mother, I was with a friend and was standing outside of a restaurant, and my friend had told me about how cool it would be to go in this restaurant. We're like, you know, remind you, we're 7 years old, and to talk with the person. And while we were talking, I was to sneak over and get some potato chips that they had, these little bags, and take two potato chip bags into my shirt and take it out back, and we would eat it later. Now, those of you know Jethro and the word food, I ran promptly in there to do this task because I love food. I'm 6 years old. I'm a little chubby kid. I was a little bit, actually, they joked and said, you know, the baby fat stayed with me past its prime. And so I was in there, you know, I got in there ready to grab those chips. And as I opened my shirt, I heard my mother's voice in my head. And it was the most, we still laugh to this day. She goes, are you doing something you shouldn't be? And it scared me so bad that what I did was I jumped. Obviously, the potato chips fell. The guy goes, what are you doing? Here I have my shirt, you know, half unbuttoned. And I go, I'm taking these chips out to eat in the back. Not real smart. I was as a child. So he, long story short, he, you know, sat down and talked with me and explained to me, because, you know, you're taking these and I work real hard to do these. And I cried. I never, you know, I was a little bit on the energy. So I learned the really good intent of, you know, taking with others and doing. The friend there did not go, you know, very much longer with me. And we agreed to just kind of end it there. He actually, and the gentleman to this day is a good friend of mine back home that owned the store. And the person that went on, got into some other trouble and believed that basically it was his way, that he, if you saw something, you were entitled to take it. So I can tell you, raising children, my son would joke with me, we would take him out for readings, and both of my boys knew about the tarot and other work. Dina, did your son partake in it? I mean, I know that he's very gifted like you. Did you allow him to look at your tools or to know?
Yeah, for quite some time, he would like it, and you know, I would show him, and which is all good. And he was, like I said, extremely psychic. You didn't even need to show him. He was a numbers guy, my youngest. He could tell you what number you were thinking or anything like that. And but then as he got a little bit older, his grandmother on his dad's side kept telling him how it was not right, it's negative, it's this, it's that. So he kind of shut it down for a while, but when you're psychic, you can't ever shut it down. He just kind of backed away from it, you know, and didn't know which way to go with it. But, you know, and being a boy, it's kind of different. I think women embrace it a little bit more, you know, because we're intuitive anyway to begin with. And so I think we just embrace it. But being a boy, it's not accepted as much sometimes in school. So he did kind of back down from it. But yet in home, when he was with me, like at home or personal, he would still use it because I would bring it out in many ways. So he would still use it.
I love that. See, and I, those of you who've took a moment there, and we're going to get with you guys, we do a little bit of everything, make sure you check out my book. And I've just gotten it out. It was last month published, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. My son would laugh about the fact that other people would come over and they'd like, okay, let's play dice. And they're playing, you know, different roulette games. They're playing with the poker. My son could take a 52 deck of cards and read your fortune. He could take dice and read your fortune. And it's in my book there for those of you who want to take and learn to do those. And we laugh so bad that my other son told me once, he goes, Dad, he goes, we have a lot of friends that were teasing me about Chinese checkers. Can you read with them too? I said, no. But, you know, it was like, and it was a standing joke to be a little unique with it. Very proud. And the magic of this and this time of the year is sitting down together. Dina, do you have any traditions that you do? I mean, I know that we put up the cards and we put them across the string. We put them out for the wind and the energy. It brings in the vibration. Every person that writes to you or puts down your Christmas card is that much of a blessing. So if you put that across on a something that hangs, that Christmas tree, or we call it the Christmas way, brings that blessing and multiplies it as the air in the room moves. Is there something you do that maybe other people don't do traditionally because you are psychic?
No, I do the same similar thing. I hang the cards, because I think it does bring good energy and good, you know, it just starts, it ends the year right, and then it starts the new year right. So I do that. I don't know. I just, to me, there's nothing special I do. Just it amps up. Every day I count my blessings anyway, but it amps up the feeling of even more blessings. So I really do a lot of time of just doing that. And I go around and look at Christmas lights. And when I'm driving around looking at Christmas lights, because I love that, because you can do that several nights because there's different areas, that's another time that I'm just kind of like just really being appreciative of all I have and you know, everything. And get ready. And all this time really sets in my mind that to get ready for a new year and how much greater or better or whatever better you can be or do for the new year. So that's kind of what I do. And then with the kids and with the family, we do get together. We get together several times. And we just have a really good time, and I just get crazy and use my psychic abilities on them and have fun.
I love it. I want to tease some of you that are tuning in tonight. We've got a lot of people writing in. They go, Jethro, you and Dina always talk about intense topics. I had an aunt who was very psychic, and she would come into our house. She was known as a table tapper in United Kingdom. My mother would laugh, and we decided now through the years that she was actually a medium by watching television. We've realized that she was able to do it. One of the things that she would always do is she would give each and every one of us something magical each year. Listening to your show brought back good memories. My Aunt Alice was always phenomenal for that. I do know that I believe that when the gifts are given from a psychic, they usually often have more of a meaning than just there. Would you say that you've ever given something that psychically you could talk to someone or felt their love after you've given it? What do you say? Yes, Dina. You're the only girl on with me tonight. Listen to this wild woman. She's had too good a day.
This is something like I also ran an antique shop. So I had that for about almost 20 years. And everything I would personally clean every object that came in, you know, whatever it needed to be done, and kind of bless it and put my energy in it. So that whenever somebody would buy a piece, they would walk out that door with some really good, beautiful energy. And so I do that with everything. I did it with that. I do it with the gifts. I personally like to really handpick things, you know, and it could be something old. You know, it doesn't have to be something brand new from a store. It could be something old that I give somebody because it means so much to me and that I think it has meaning for them. You know, I try to give people something that might have meaning for them and really put some good energy in it.
Oh, I got the chills, and I agree very much with you. And I know that my grandfather was Native American, that he would make jewelry. And one of the best memories for me is I was 11 years old, and for Christmas I was giving a keychain with a beautiful piece of moss agate that was cut. My grandfather had cut it and put it on a piece of, you know, and then with the old key rings back in the day where they used to use a rock glue and everything, and it was good, but you could still kind of see a little bit of it held with the glue. And I got this key, and long story short, a couple of years later, my grandfather passed and went over to the other side, and I waited and waited. I was one of the last people to drive, and I went, had that keychain, had not utilized it, and I kid you not, I took that keychain out. I'm holding the keychain, and I'm getting in the truck, and everybody, you know, and everybody knows I lived back in Wyoming. Everybody there drove but me, and the big joke was, they're like, okay, Jethro was the scaredy cat, and I got in this truck, and I'm thinking, and I'm shaking a little bit. I'm like, I don't know, because, you know, I just, if those of you know, with psychic, we kind of see and feel flash. I was like, I'm not sure, and I kid you not, I got in this, drove it, was practicing. The person was teaching me, a very good friend of ours who was like he was my role model. And he's telling me, he's like, okay, Jethro, he goes, you know, you need to go ahead. And we drove into town. Here I am illegal, but in Wyoming, something, I don't know what grasped, all of a sudden I just went right straight through a car lot. I kid you not, brand new car lot, went around through, out of this car lot with no control over this vehicle. And then it just stopped. And needless to say, we wanted to go clean our underwear, but we looked at each other, and it's like, whoa. And that keychain was just vibrating. And I heard my grandfather, he said, "Now are you over your fear?" I'm like, oh my gosh, we didn't run into anything, we didn't hit anything. And my grandfather had a really wild sense of humor, if you can't tell. And I'm like, yes. And we left. The vehicle was fine. I've never had a fear of it again. And I know that that magic was there. So I do agree that. And I love what you just said. I when you said that, you really hit me heartfelt. I have given presents to different ones. I know that my mother gave me a Christmas ornament many, many years ago. And it was one of those individual energies that was able to, whenever it was put out, things would change. My mom was raised in a ranch, like I said, my grandfather with an odd sense of humor. And my grandfather couldn't wait. So he would always get up at Christmas Eve and he would dress up as Santa and he would come out and do Santa for all of us. Well, obviously, as we got older, like I said, we all knew the ringing of the bells meant Grandpa was going in and he was dressing up. He didn't wait till Christmas Day. And to this day, every year as it starts to go to it, I still hear and feel that sense. I know he's around. I've had my sons tease me who never met their their great-grandpa would be, and they would tease me. They go, "What is going on with this?" And then my son, very psychic trained, he goes, "Dad, there's a blue gentleman right beside you, and he's saying, open the presents now." I go, okay. And I kind of laughed. I thought, oh, you know, he's about 7. I thought, he's just heard this from. And a few minutes later, I heard that ringing, and I looked over and could see things moving, which my grandfather always did. He always shook the packages. He swore he could read them. So, Dina, do you have that? You come from a psychic family. Tell us a little good story here. And we've got a lot of people writing on Jethro. We're going to get to the fun we always do. We're going to give prizes away at Psychic's Gone Wild, too, if you go over.
Well, first of all, now that you mentioned, I completely forgot about that. One of the traditions I do it every year is I give my children and my family members all ornaments and for a gift, you know, not just, that's not the gift, but I give them one every year that I handpick. And my feeling is, so finally my youngest son bought a house, and I said, when you buy a house, I'll let you have them, you know? And so I go to hand them to him, and I'm like, I don't want to give you these, but here you go. And so I gave him his ornaments, and his girlfriend goes, "So, all right, well, we'll try to put them on." I go, "Oh, no, but you have to put them on because it makes the tree magical." So I just, all that, they're special to me. You know what I mean? And energy I put into them. So it's going to be like your whole tree is filled with these, and it's just going to make it magical. That's what I feel. But anyway, as far as things moving and shaking and rattling and rolling, nothing really stands out great to me, but I do feel like there's a lot of times I see and feel, like grandmother's always around. She talks, she comes around, especially at the holidays. She loved Christmas. And you can tell, all of a sudden she stops talking to me. It's like she's sitting right next to me on the couch, or I see her walking out in the kitchen. And that's grandparents or my grandmother, because I wasn't very close to her, but that does come. And it's her, because certain things she does. And she used to wear the Jean Nate perfume all the time. Oh, you smell the Jean Nate perfume and, stuff like that.
I got a chill and a buzz, and I love it. And I'm sitting here with all the individuals and people writing in going, "Jethro, you two are the most fun." I've got to tell you guys something here just for a moment that made my day. Any of you that have looked at the national or international rank of the world's best light workers, it was just put out this year by the best-selling author, Maximilian de Lafayette. I was looking at today and opened up the page 258, looked up top 25 psychics in the world, and lo and behold, guess whose name I saw? Dina Flanagan. I was so happy and proud. This is our Dina that works here. Those of you know that not only is Dina a gifted person, but she ranked 21st place in the world. And I want to thank you, Dina. I know how hard you work to help others. And if you guys get a chance, check it out. Maximilian is a very honest organization. They're American Certified Psychics. They're also an organization that goes through and through you, the fans and other people, pick the people that are real and honest. And Dina, you've always been a very gifted person. I feel honored to be working with you. I've got other friends writing me. They're going, "Jethro, there's a lot more things in that book. You got to look," and we will. But we've got to grab the phones now, because they're not going to make us work or they're going to take away our toys. Hey, 702, what about you, Dina and me, and having a reading? 702. Can you hear me, 702? 702's having a little problems. How about 720? What do you know, 720? Hello, 720? 329? Yes, you're welcome.
Hello.
It's like it's gone wild. Uh-oh.
Thank you very much.
We're having we're going to try one more time. 720-329, can you hear us? Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
Great.
Can
it's
you
just,
hear me?
Jethro. I don't know what's happening there.
Yeah, I can hear her, Jethro. What's your name?
She just hung up. 720-447.
Hi. So you couldn't connect to the last person, right?
Nope. Would you like to try, or can you hear us?
Well, it was Mother, and she's sitting right next to me. Would it be okay if I pass the phone to her, and then I can go after her?
Sure. I apologize. Okay. There's something going on with her phone or something, because we're fine. We've got everyone else. It's just we want to make sure and get you in live.
Hello, this is Wendy.
Welcome, Wendy. That was wild. I don't know why, but your phone got held. This is Jethro and Dina. We'd love to read for you. Wendy, would you go ahead and to get permission from the guys, you said your name, but I do feel like, would you like to talk a topic? We've got about 5 minutes and we've got a bunch of people behind.
Yeah, I would like to know what you're seeing for relationships coming in.
Excellent.
As in love relationships?
Exactly.
Okay. I see what I'm sensing is I feel like you're not exactly ready right now. You know, that's what I'm feeling. So I feel like I'm feeling around April, May timeframe. I'm seeing April, May, somewhere in there. I feel like that somebody's gonna come. I feel like that somebody's gonna come into your life. Or is this? Do you know this person? Do you have somebody in mind?
No.
Do you have
no, somebody? I just moved 31 hours away, and I've been single for 18 years, and so I feel like I'm ready. But I am in a new location, so I don't know too many people here. But definitely, am starting to meet people.
Right. Well, I feel like that it's just not time right now. So you still got a little ways to wait. But in that time frame, I feel like that someone's going to come into your life, and you might have a connection to this person. That's why that's what I'm feeling. Meaning that it might be somebody you've met or somebody you're going to know before it happens. You know what I mean? It's going to be like a connection of some sort. And so in that time frame, this person will come in, and it will be kind of slow at first, I'm hearing, but then because I feel like, excuse me, that you have to build the trust up. You know, I'm feeling like this isn't something you're just going to dive into. You've got to build the trust up, and
okay.
that's why it's best you take it slow. And I feel like that once you build that trust up, that you can have some fun with this person. Really, just learn to just kick back, have fun, you know, let your hair down, but not, you know, like I said, don't dive right into it. It's just something you've got to build up into. And so with this person, I feel like it's a good person that to have a lot of fun with, to kind of get your feet wet again and just enjoy, you know, because there's a lot of things, and I also feel like the reason part of why you're going to take it slow is some emotions are going to come up. Some kind of, you know, so that you'll have to deal with those too. But again, if you take it slow, I feel like it's something that can really work into, you know, your life pretty well. But right now, I think you need to concentrate on yourself and your changes and, just getting adjusted and used to. That's what I feel like. You've still got more of that to do. Jethro, what do you feel?
I'm feeling it. I'm also feeling this person. I keep seeing that there is an individual that is, I feel like they're country or something. I'm seeing like Levi's, a shirt. I feel like this person is, there's something still with this. I don't know if this is a past contact or someone that there's something with karma that has to be dealt with. And they're telling me that he is, I keep feeling energy with you and him. I keep seeing this man. It's like he even looks like he's country to me. I just keep getting a country. Like he's, you know, that type of, like Marlboro Man look, you know?
Feel like somebody I already know from my past? Is that what you're indicating?
That's what I feel. Yeah, that's what I feel. And I feel there's something there that this person is going to be handled, or something that's going to go, that this person is going to be around there. But I feel like you have not got to really handle the time, but there's something with this man. I just keep feeling that, and they're showing me later on, and especially here coming into January, a little bit later in the year, I see that starting to happen. The new year starts to begin. I see this person around you, or some kind of contact there. I feel like the guys are saying you're ready for things to happen, but I feel like this person has got something there. I get like an initial of a K. Is it first or back of the new? So I'm glad we got through. I apologize. The phones are just out of this wild. Oh.
Not a problem. I will pass it on to my daughter if that's okay.
Sure, no problem. Sure. We got about 3 minutes here. How are you?
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, Jethro. My name's Tasia.
Great. Welcome. Thank you. We're trying to get here. We've got a lot of energy, and me and Dina will be able to love to give you a reading too, but you've got to give us what area do you want to look at. I'm hearing the guide say you've got two things that are pending. Something's going on with cash with you, money. I'm seeing something here with finance.
Okay. Well, I wanted to know about relationships.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were continuing, Jessica.
No problem. In relationship here, and I apologize to you. I'm doing the back things. The fight me with the phone. I'm feeling with you that you also are in a position of something here. I feel that the person that you asked for relationship, I feel that there is someone that's not only. I'm getting sadness here. I'm getting that you have I feel that there's someone that you have in mind, but you can't be with who you want, or this person's not able to do something in relationship. Like the person you're looking at.
Yeah, there's someone I really would like to be with, but I have yet to really talk with him.
Mm-hmm. That's what I feel, and I feel that this is what the guides are showing me, but they're showing me that you're going to be able to go together and things happen, and yet you've got other people trying to be in your business. You've got other situations. I feel you're a real nice person, but you have people subtly behind you because don't get offended, but you're a very straightforward woman. You're not pretend. You're just who you are, and I feel that's a quality. I feel that you and him would be together, but you've got some other individuals or something around him that's causing something there. I feel like there's other people that are trying to, you haven't got to have that time with him because they're playing games.
So do you think that I would have a chance with him? I'm stripping everyone else from my life because I don't like them, romantically, and I just like this one guy.
I feel you do. Bina, am I on this? What are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel like I have a chance, but my sense is that he is not in that same mind frame you are right now. I feel like that you think of it more heavily than they do, and so it has to connect. Like it hasn't connected yet. You know, you're not on the same page right now. So when you get on the same page, I'm not even – does he even know you like him that much?
No.
That's what I thought, because I'm like, he doesn't even know this. So that's why you're not on the same page. So what I feel you need to do is kind of make it known, put the bug in his ear. I mean, don't expect immediate results because it's going to be kind of a wake-up or a shocker, but – put the bug in his ear and then see where it goes from there in a gentle way. You're not like, hey, I want you and I want you now. You know, not that. That's the quickest way to make them run in the other direction. So it's kind of like just put the bug in the ear and like maybe be a little flirty and then bring it up. It will come up, that sort of thing. And then you'll be on the same page and they'll have a chance. But at this point, with you not saying anything, it doesn't have much of a chance. Is what I'm feeling, but it's up to you to take the next steps. But again, in a sort of a fun, gentle way, and build into it, then you will have a chance.
We love you. Thank you guys for tuning in. We got to run and tell your mom we love her too. Right. they are, I guess, back on the phone. We love you guys, 720. What do you know? This is Psychics Gone Wild. And as we go into the night, let's make sure that each and every one of you is having fun. We are Psychics Gone Wild. And this is Dina and Jethro. A lot of the times I've had individuals say, Jethro, I've called in your show, and there was something like that happening. It is technical difficulties. We do apologize. The best and quickest way, call in like she did, 773-897-6461. Sometimes the guides are doing this too, and I had someone tell me that they just wrote in, and Mike, I know that you're listening to the archives. I was able to go over and look it up. If you go to the Real Psychics Gone Wild room over on Facebook, I can do that. I do have to have you share a picture so I can read, and I do feel that this relationship is going to go a little stronger for you. You were the 480 that tried to get in. I do feel you also are looking at handling a lot more of time together. The angels are telling me that you're not done with what you wanted to have handle before everything takes off to another level for you. So you, in long story short, as a psychic, I'm telling you, do go the relationship. It's worth the dance to ask her out. But I'm also being told, don't, you know, buy a wedding engagement ring in the first couple of months. This lady and the individual is going to take a little bit to get to. It's going to be worth the wait. But you're not, you know, having a salad bar. You're asking for a wife. Take it time. Do it right. So we've got a lot of individuals writing in there going, Jethro, ask Dina about what happens when energies start to collide. My friend has been telling me that there's something shaking their bed nightly. We were joking, and I said maybe he was had a crush on Linda Blair. We didn't know what was going on because it keeps happening. Then we found out that actually it is the girl he's going out with. She warned him if he doesn't quit dreaming about other women, it will continue. How do we get her to stop doing it? It's kind of odd, and his parents are not happy about the bed shaking every night when nothing's going on in his room. Woo. Okay.
Well, I had something similar happen, and so this energy came in with my ex-husband, and every time when he would go off to work at 3:30, 4 in the morning, this energy would come in, and because he didn't like me in his life, so he would come in and he would just shake the bed or sit on it or knock on the headboard. Or just go, hey Dina, you know, in the air and wake me up. And so this went on, and finally, so what I decided, I'm like, oh my God, what do I do about this? This is not fun. And so what I finally decided to do was just after a while, I'm like, all right, this is enough. You have to go. I'm staying. So you just, once you let the fear of it go away and you just kind of get the strength and your own light and energy, and will it away, you know, it may take a week or two or whatever, but just keep doing it and keep at it. And eventually, if you're no fun, they go away.
Oh, okay. Now you got it. Now we know what to do. And I love that. I agree. And those of you tuning in, this is Jethro Smith, author of Living in the Psychic Realm and Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, and the certified psychic medium, Dina Flanagan. We are here sharing our time and our energy with you, going wild. For those of you who haven't had a chance, we're going to take a few minutes here. We're having a contest, and we want everyone to put in their vote of what they want to get for the song, for the theme of Psychics Gone Wild, and we will be playing out with other individuals. Here's a friend of ours, Javahai, who plays a song that we all love. And we love that. And we're tuning in. We've got Dina, a lot of other friends are writing in. They're going, Jethro, the caricatures, and I hope I'm saying that for those of you that you know what they are, they're a cartoon with a character that we've put together on PsychicsGoneWild.com. I cannot get that word. And for some reason, I'm having words for the last week. But what's more important is that you guys go in and put in for that contest. New Year's Eve night, we'll be giving away winners to the best person to put down that. There's up to $500 in prizes. You want to get in on those. Put in your answers. We'll be calling them out. We've got the winners be notified. We've got other people getting together on it. Did you put in for Dina Flanagan? Have you seen her doctor role? Dina is the best psychic doctor because, we have people writing, because Dina's just fun to be around. Dina's the best doctor. She makes me feel better. I can't believe it. I listened to the show and she healed me. Those are what we want, what we're looking for. And then Dina will be getting those here in the mail. And we will be starting to send them to her. She'll pick the best one out of those. And then the winner of that will win a really nice healing stones from Blue Moon Treasures. We have rose quartz. We have some tiger's eye. We have some fluorite, purple and green. And we actually have some lapis lazuli, for those of you who know what that does. These stones work with and resonate for healers. So those of you who want to win, you got to put in. So make sure you do definitely get in for that. Dina, what do you got if you were to tell a fan that you felt that what it makes you feel when they do, what would it be better? Would you like them to do a song for the show, a video for you, write you an email, send you a review? What would you ask that fan to do?
Oh, but they all sound so good. Oh, boy. I would accept them all. But, review. I mean, it's nice to know. We read so many people, and it's nice to know how we help people or how we might have changed their lives or if they enjoyed the reading or what they got out of it. It's really, we don't really get enough of that. You know what I mean? People, there are a lot of fans that appreciate us and all that, but people don't stop and think to write, you know, like, oh, thank you, this is what it did for me. You know what I mean? And that would be nice. That would be a nice one. Of course, I like songs too. And I don't know. I like it all.
Love it. That is appreciation. And I love that. And all of you guys writing in, go to Dina Flanagan Psychic Medium.com. That's all one word. DenaFlanaganPsychicMedium.com. Dina Flanagan PsychicMedium.com, and do a reading today. We've got a lot of you guys calling in. I'm going to grab a couple of more phones. Jethro, I have to know what it is about Santa. My cousin was telling me that for years there was a gentleman who came to our house, and he was always Santa. We are still looking at it, and we're asking if you can tell us, you and Dina, who was doing this. We live in Des Moines, and for almost 11 years, both of my parents are gone, and we do not have them to ask. My brother and me were both young during this time, and we eventually moved on, and our lives have changed. We went back to our hometown. We had a lot of people joke about it, and they let us know that this gentleman had came to two other houses. Long story short, we found out his name was Dan Mark Cannell. We have been trying to search him down. For some reason, we're not sure where our Santa is. Dina and Jethro, can you give us a message from the other side? For some reason, I don't feel that he's still with us.
To me, it feels like somebody that was in the community, you know, that liked doing this.
I feel the same, and I feel like that. I do think that you may be mistaken. I think you might start with the Senior Citizens Center
or
something.
I'm feeling you still alive. I just centered in to hear if I could hear something from the other side or have asked him to come through, and nothing came through, so I feel like he's still around.
You said the name, and I feel that is, and you know, I don't know if you guys, you didn't say whether you had or not, but you just felt that, but I think you might check. I also feel that he is being taken care of by someone. I feel that his, all the good deeds he's done is being there, and someone is, and I feel like a senior center. I'm also thanking you for writing in, and I want you to know that pulling out one of the emails, your name came up here, and Natalie is your wife that you wrote in here about. You two will both receive really nice jewelry from Blue Moon Treasures. Thank you for writing into us tonight. You're our winner on Psychics Gone Wild. We're grabbing 661. Let's have some fun, 661.
Hi. Hi, Jethro.
Hello.
Vendita.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm on Skype. It doesn't always work.
This is Deborah.
This is Leslie. I talked to you about 3 weeks ago, and I was looking for work, and I found a part-time job that I started a couple weeks ago, and it seems to be working out, and that's okay because I'll probably be taking a class next quarter, but I need more work, too, to kind of fill in. So wondering if you can see things working out with that job and finding more work if I need it, and then transitioning into more of a career job down the road.
Well, I feel that job is good for now. You know, I feel it's fine, but I also feel like you'll find some more work, but I think it's going to be somewhere else, so you'll have two different places you're employed at, which will be good because it will work around your schedule and it'll break up the monotony and all that. So I do feel that, and I feel like it's not too far from where you are, so you won't have to travel, you know, the travel won't be a problem. And that one, both jobs will be okay. You want to know about a full-time career? Is that what you asked?
Well, yes, or other people have seen like a bigger job that's coming up sooner rather than later. And, you know, that something may be available even before that I thought that it might be, just because I know this class that I'm taking will help open doors, you know, or just give me some of the skills that I really want. But that won't be until March, or and then another quarter might be that more like summer. So, but
well,
it's possible if something.
I kept seeing summer. I kept seeing that the job that's coming that's really good for you is more like summer, like August. I'm seeing August around that time frame, end of July, August, somewhere in that time frame. I'm seeing really is the one for you. But I don't feel that one, because if something comes along sooner, I feel like it's not it. So I think the job that's better suited for you, or the one that you're going to be more attuned to, is the summertime one. I mean, you can take whatever you want from that or then, but I feel like the one that is coming for you is in the summer. You, Jethro?
Okay.
I do. I feel that. And I feel I'm so glad you called us back. We love to hear from you, and I feel that you are doing that, and I agree. And I think that you're taking and working at a level here. The angels also tell me that with your manifesting, you've taken out the words can't, don't, and want, and you've put in the strength. And I feel that you're making it happen. Be careful a little bit about your back. I feel like there's something going on, and you've got to take it slightly slow. Sometimes you get stubborn, and you've got to lift with your legs.
Yeah, I had an injury a while ago that hasn't quite healed. It's more in my legs, but it's still there, so I'm going to figure it out. But do you see me staying where I am? I had to make a move a few months ago to a better financial situation. But, I mean, it's okay for now, but do you see just stability? Is this the best place for me right now? I mean, I feel like it's good for school, but not for relationships necessarily.
Yeah. I feel you're right on with that. And they're telling me that this has got you into like a sequestered, and it's getting you through. But this is like, it's like doing your time, like Dina said, and later the other one comes later, and that's better than everything goes for the relationship and everything all at one time. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so good things coming down the road.
Yeah, keep your chin up because it is coming, and that's not really that far away. It does zip by like it's, you know, yesterday. So in the meantime, just enjoy what you're doing and make the most of what you're doing, and it's going to be there. That's the part that's going to be there sooner than you know.
Right, because that's important too. So
yeah.
Well, good luck,
great.
Leslie. Blessings to you, and keep calling in, and we'll keep talking to you, and have a wild one.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. We are wild, and we've got individuals right in. Jethro, the magic of it is when my sister stops eating everything in the house, I am 13 years old, and my mother told me that we have to start sharing things. Well, recently we have decided that we are both psychic, because every time I think of something, she'll make it. But the problem is she makes it and then eats it. I'm teasing her about how can we work this out. And now after listening to you and Dina tonight, we've decided we're going to give each other magical presents. We have both really loved each other a lot of years, and we're very close in age. I am 14 and she is 13, and we are really having a good time listening. Our mom said tonight that I could email you here on Facebook. I have a question for Dina. Dina, can I actually raise energy to heal my dog? He is 6 years old, and he has been suffering from some hip problems. We found out from the vet, they said there's very little we can do to get Desi back on his paws. Help me with what I could do to heal him.
Yeah, I feel very good energy from you. When you first read the email, I was like, oh, that feels like good energy. So I feel really good energy from you. And so what I would suggest is put your hands on the dog. You know, you pet him, whatever, but lay your hands on the dog around that area. And when you do that, raise your vibration by bringing in the white light and the healing energy. Ask for the healing energy and the love and the white light to come down through you and into the dog. And do that because you're so close to the dog, that will help. And so, and plus you have a lot of gifts. So a lot of people can heal. You just have to believe it and just keep doing it and keep trying and have the faith. And it's all about positive energy. So as long as you keep that and do that, and with your intentions being good, it's not that sometimes we can make things live forever. It's just that you can ease their pain and really help them, you know, be at peace and, you know, with it. That's what happens.
Love that. And you know, those of you tune in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild, and we are a little wilder and helping a lot more than we can. I had friends ask me this, and I was going to ask Dina about this, because it was a very good question that was brought to me in Tampa this week. Dina, when individuals are going through the energy, you know, a lot of times the psychics are different. You're stronger in areas and Jethro's stronger. And we were discussing this in a psychic class, and they brought up this. They said, Dina, how would you describe the medium going through the veil? Because another person was there who was a medium, and they told me that it felt very cold for them. Where for me, a lot of times when it feels like it gets a little stuffy, and I feel like I'm being kind of pushed through a little bit of a thick veil, and then I'm there. Dina, would you let them know what you feel when you do it? Because each of us are different in how we go over to the other side to get those answers.
I've been doing it for so long that it just got easier over time. But in general, all the veils lifting over these past few years, it's been even easier. So what I do is I do it different. You know, a lot of people wait for whatever to come through. Not me. I call through who I want to call through. So, you know, if I want Uncle Joe to come through, I will ask Uncle Joe to come through and ask everybody else to step aside and let them come through. And then they pop in like bing, and then they start talking. And that's how I get through, because otherwise you're trying to push through a lot of those veils that you're talking about to get to where you want to get to. And I find it much more effective to do it that way. And because a lot of times the people that come through really don't, you're like, so I don't want to talk to them. I have nothing to do with them. What are they? I got to deliver that message. What? You really want to talk to the people you want to talk to. And everybody tries to push through. So I like to go right to the source. And that's me anyway.
No, we do everything's different, and I love that. And that's why they asked me. Those of you know, as a healer, I start at the root, and Dina starts at the crown chakra. I do know, Dina. I'm having one of those days with words. They're like, Jethro, say the word cartature again. It's character. I know. I'm getting all these ones. Please correct me. We'll get it together. We love life. 225, it's live. You're on Psyche's Gone Wild.
Yeah. How are you?
Great. I'm having trouble with words. Don't let me get into the big words. They're taking me down. This is Jethro and Dina. How are you?
I'm great. I have a question about a new guy in my life named Ricky, if you can pick up anything on him.
Sure. And your name?
My name is Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay. All right. Is he very busy at the moment?
Is he what?
Very busy at the moment.
Yes.
Because what I'm feeling is he's got a lot on his plate, a lot to do, a lot he's thinking about, busy, you know, this is what is coming through for me. And I feel it feels like a good energy, but he just kind of needs to reel it in sometimes and stay focused, and he spreads himself here, there, and everywhere. And so if he can reel it in and stay focused, you're going to have to get him to do this. And because at times it may feel like, it may feel like you're not important enough, or, you know, hey, what about me? But it's really not that. It's that his mind is just busy. And,
he's ADD.
He's got ADD?
He's ADD, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. And so it's really not you, you know. So don't take it personal. I feel like basically he has a good heart and good energy. But also, you know, has things he wants to do. He has goals, aspirations, and da-da-da-da. So just be careful that, you know, you're not kind of lost in that shuffle. And
if
you can get him to reel it back in, then, you know, you're back on task and focused. And it will, you know, it's good. You'll have good times. I feel like I feel like it's definitely meant to be right now. And there's a lot you're both going to get out of it. So definitely explore it and see where it goes. That's
okay.
I agree very much, and I love the energy with you, Kim. The guide said that you two are going to be strengthening up, and that it's going to be where you're needed to have a person in the energy. You're a little strong one, aren't you? Because you got energy over here and things happening that you need to have a person that's just as much as you are with the way of being able to relax and be able to be in the relationship. And if they're not going to be able to do it, then they're going to be able to handle everything in a way that's there. And I feel that Ricky is ready. You had someone before who just didn't understand you, and it took a lot of toll on you. You're a giver, and I feel that Ricky's going to be able to do this with you, I feel.
Oh, you're definitely right.
No, I like your energy. I laugh. You have a strong guide. You have an angel guide that's just really strong. It's like there ain't no messing around. You're either in, baby, or you're in. You know, it's like really good. I like that.
Oh, who is that? I'm gonna know.
It's a female. She's telling me that she used to rule the roost, and that her. Is this a grandmother, great-grandmother? Who is this lady? This lady's telling me that she's related to you and that she's not going to settle for just some guy hanging out. She said that she thinks men should be able to work and really treat their women good.
I don't know. I have two grandmothers on the other side.
Okay, this one has dark hair, and she's got very strong. She looks like she's went back to when she was younger. She's beautiful. This one was very attractive. She said that the men liked her, but she was always quiet, and she knew what they were up to.
Oh, my
goodness. This one's like hilarious. I love her. She's just talking, and she's doing energy, and she's telling me that she's your grandma. We love you. We got to run. I hope you had a good time. Remember to go to Psychic Stone Wall and play for the prizes. Thank you.
Thank you,
love.
We're going to give away a few little ideas for those of you that are getting ready for next year and want to try into being on the Psychic Jeopardy. If you want to really play the contest, know what is the name of Jan's dog? The answer to that is, what is Gypsy? That is the answer to Jan Breaks Dog. That will be one of the questions if you pick Jan Break Drake for your subject. One of the things is Dina Flanagan, working on a cruise ship. What is a cruise ship psychic reader? Dina has actually been in, worked on a cruise ship, which is unique and very gifted. A lot of individuals would like to have that role. And Dina, when you were out there, I mean, tell the truth, did you want to even come back?
Believe it or not, I like land better than sea.
Oh. Oh my
God. I'm a girl, you know.
I love that. I've had individuals asking me, they said, if you guys want to go through with Chris White, one of our new ones, who shares the same birthday? And it would be, what is Jethro and Chris White's birthday? We both share the November 12th birthday. Also, our third radio host, Ryan Smith, what are the three? That would be his, because it's my son, and he was born on my birthday. So those of you keeping track, this is the fun of going on. If you want to win some cash prizes, come in. We have an individual writing down, Jethro, I have to know, is it true that if you have a lizard and a totem with you, that you can actually be able to handle Okay, this makes no sense. There, I assume what you're asking me is if you find out you have a lizard totem, how do you handle that? All totems are really good, and I'll just take this real quick for you. This is the totem is that animal's there. If you have a lizard totem, it means you're very much able to adapt to a situation. They've been around for a long time. If you have an insect totem, you look at the totem itself. Just because, you know, the old saying, busy like a bee. If you have a bee totem, it pretty much means that you're a worker. You're out there doing it. A lot of times you are into the social of it. An ant obviously is a social. So having a lizard totem means that you also are not only adaptable, but you're able to work within many situations and handle it. I got to tell you, a lot of times we have more than one totem. Everybody wants to be that great wolf, grizzly, and mountain lion, and there are a lot of individuals out there. But sometimes the other totems are playing effect. If you're in a very sad time and you're in a cocoon, they wouldn't say, oh, you got a worm totem or you're a caterpillar. We would look at that. We would see the energy that totem's playing its part. Take some time to yourself. Get to know. So I got to tease some of you guys. Sometimes you write me the funniest stuff. Dina, I have had my sister tell me that there is a really intense energy around my knee. I'm worried because I'm a football player and I am in college. If I'm seeing a lot of blue and odd specks around, does it mean that I could be having an accident? I don't want to end up like the other football player friends of mine and have bad knees from it. What should I do and how do I handle having blue energy all around my left knee?
I think it's a warning sign, actually, and a warning to just be careful with it and take some, you know, baby it at night, you know, maybe if it's not hurting anyway, just do what you got to do, like exercises or put ice on it or whatever. I almost feel like it's pre-arthritic. So, you know, do whatever you can do to help that. But I don't feel like you're going to break it or anything like that. Or I just feel like, be careful. That's what I hear. Be careful. But again, you can't live life with not doing things or not living. So knowing that, just kind of, you know, be careful of it. And that's it. You know, do the things that you got to do with it. Ice it and whatever else.
Oh, that makes sense. I love that. Thank you, Dina. And there you know, with us, writing into us, Steve. 704, what you going to do? 704, we got time for one more. You're the last one. We are on the last minute. 704.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Welcome.
This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, you rock, and you found us. We're so glad. I knew you'd been sneaking around out there. No, I'm just teasing you.
I didn't know if I didn't think you were going to get to me. So this is great.
Oh, man, so many people call in tonight. You know, Dina's too popular. Yeah. Ever since she got in this book and everybody loves her, it's like you just got to, like, roll with how cute she is, and it's getting to be scary.
Well, it's never scary to be cute.
It's true. I love her. You know.
But, hey, real quick, I want to say, I know somebody had called in and said somebody was shaking their bed. Well, you know, I had issues with stuff like that too, but it was like really more kind of violent, like on my head, and like somebody was trying to pull my spirit out of my body once, and like really trying to like sit on me and like and put pressure on me and stuff like that. And I called Jesus. And that was the only thing. I called Jesus and it went away. But it was really scary because it would come back and just kind of tap me on my shoulder once first, and just, it's just really creepy. So I really empathize with people who experience that because it's not fun. It's really scary. You sleep with the lights on. You don't sleep. So that's what I did. I called Jesus, and it went away. So.
Oh, blessings. I'm glad you called in, Jennifer. Let's go in there. And Rose just let me know. I guess it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Rose. Go into the room. Go into Psychic Chat on Facebook. Those of you who want to get in that private room, there's free readers in there. Yes, I just told you. There's free readings on Psychic Chat. If you have to go in and put your picture in, because we've got to read your aura. We can't read your typing. I know you got cute fingers, and I know it's there. But if you just type it in, anybody could type. We have to see your picture to read you. Jennifer, we love
you.
It's the last 60 seconds. Quickly, we've got 30 seconds, honey. I'm sorry.
Well, I have a lot of issues, but one thing I did want to find out, if I could, is what do I need to do to move forward as far as, like, with I was told, like, I should be doing writing with the music, and I need to know, like, what I need to do because I'm just really at a loss. And from my understanding, like, if I don't do something this year, I'm done, though. which is really scary because my energy's been really low and out of sorts, and I've been attacked by so many different things. And so I really need some help. I need to know what I need to be doing because I don't know.
Sure. And we love all you guys. Tune in to Psyche's Gone Wild next week where we're here, and we want to thank you all. Dina, would you answer Jennifer, and then we're going to go because they give us 21 seconds.
I just feel like you need to go back. I feel like that you're not – when I look at you, your feet are like 4 inches off the ground. So you just really need to do more grounding and whatever that is to you. What do you like best, going into the woods, going to the beach? You know, you have to go do that and do more of that with yourself. It's getting in touch back with yourself and your soul. Your soul is a little separated, and that, all you have to do is bring them back together, and all of a sudden some ideas and inspirations are going to start coming to you.